Remembering awareness. And remembering how supportive relaxation is. Receiving experience. What is already being received? What's already known? Remembering that it's not necessary to do the looking for any experience. Our minds know how to do that job. Each moment, aware. Each moment, something arising. Something ceasing. Every moment, completely new. Times as we connect with experience intimately, moment after moment, we begin to recognize that we have no idea what the next moment will bring. Experience arises lawfully, and yet the conditions that come into play for that lawful arising are so vast. We don't know the next moment what will arise. We assume we will be taking another breath, but even that we don't know. This understanding, this recognition that actually we don't know what the next moment will bring is often obscured by concepts, beliefs, thoughts. Or just not being connected. The thoughts themselves, the beliefs themselves, all those things that obscure that understanding of the unfathomable, unknowable nature of the very next moment. Those themselves are simply arisings in this moment. They can be seen in the cognized, is only the cognized. A thought is arising, a belief is arising. One of the many things coming into being. Maybe ceasing in a moment. Sometimes we can settle back and relax and be in awe of this truth, the vastness of conditions, the next arising, a surprise, but often our relationship to this not knowing it feels uncomfortable, insecure, vulnerable can be experienced with anxiety or fear. More anxiety in a way. Fear is often our relationship to something specific. Anxiety to the unknown. The instability can feel very unsettling. It's pointing us to the uncontrollable nature of experience. And often we much prefer to be in control. So this relationship too is another arising. And that too can be recognized. Uncontrollability, vulnerability arising. We are vulnerable. And it's actually kind of a beautiful thing. Tender, poignant fragility of our humanness. Sometimes this sense of fear, anxiety about the next moment being unknown is partly because our mind isn't really landing here. Because as something arises in this moment, it can be known. Most of the time it can be known. And yet we end up with this sense of fully aware in this moment and aware that I have no idea what the next moment will be. No way to predict that. Really, truly, our mind thinks it can, but the next moment could be radically different. And sometimes it can feel like we're standing on the edge of an abyss. What we're asked to do is to step into the abyss. So we can't do anything else but take that step. And then we end up, having taken that step, we're still standing on the edge of the abyss. This endless now is where we live, arisings and ceasings of experience. Sometimes the experience can be even more slippery than that. It feels like there's nothing to stand on for even a split second. Slippery, falling away, like that abyss is just crumbling under our feet. That edge of that abyss is crumbling and we're falling. Nowhere to land. A sense of almost endlessly slipping. This too can be very disconcerting because of that habit of wanting to land somewhere. Feeling like we need to land somewhere. It's not okay if I can't land somewhere. But this is what there is, this endless arisings and ceasings, sometimes experienced more as ceasings. Endings, endings, endings. Slipping away, all experience. Slippery. And we can align ourselves with this. And recognize as and Joseph reminds us in his parachuting analogy when we realize we don't have a parachute and we're falling endlessly through space, imagining the horror of hitting the ground. There is no ground. This is the condition. And we can relax into the slipperiness. Nowhere to land. And no problem. And this is an edge of trust for us, this place. And so some of our work is noticing when we don't like this. And that too is just another slippery arising and ceasing. Letting go. An opening to trust.